It is a good bill. It will make it more possible to get these exams done on a more timely basis.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Anybody else here on that bill? Okay, the last bill we have is House Bill 2869. They haven't taken your children away. CSD hasn't confiscated your children.
Thank you. This will be brief. For the record, Kingsley Click with the State Court Administrator's Office. I basically want to enter into the record Bill Linden's testimony, commentary on the bill, and some amendments that clear up some inconsistencies in the present bill. There may be some other amendments or related bills that are being prepared by Legislative Council, which will be available shortly. Just 2 points on the materials before you. The purpose of this bill is to further define the scope of the Indigent Defense Board. It would enhance the ability of the board to account for expenditures. It would help them control costs and make more accurate budget projections. If you have some questions now, I would like to answer them. If not, we're available any time to come back on this.
What do you say,
Mr. Chair?
Representative Schreier.
I wasn't sure how long it might take for us to get to the indigent defense issue. I think just a quick bit of background information is that Chair and others may be aware. Representative Hooley, at the request of the co-chairs of the Ways and Means Committee and the leadership, had convened kind of an informal group drawn. It was also suggested by Chief Justice, I believe, early in the session that this kind of group be convened to try to explore the many ideas that have been kicking around as it relates to the indigent defense system, problems related there to primarily financial in nature. And a lot of the discussion focused on bills or concepts which have been before this committee, either in previous sessions or earlier this session. And Ms. Click has spoken to one of those vehicles. Mr. Gruber was asked to come up to be available and perhaps take a few moments to bring us up to date in terms of the other bills and amendments that are going to be coming before this committee. And I believe the leadership has, as recently as yesterday in a meeting with the co-chairs of Ways and Means, have indicated that they hope to complete the Ways and Means budget as it relates to indigent defense by the end of the month. One date I've heard is April 20th, prior to Representative Hooley's departure from the legislature, which is going to be before the end of the month also. And that they have asked us, our committee, to try to deal with not only 2869, but also the other issues that Mr. Gruber's been working on sometime within the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And I've assured the Speaker that given our other priorities, I think we can handle that assignment. And I think Mr. Gruber is here to maybe just give us some indication of when those amendments are going to be available and what bills they are, and whether or not we do have the appropriate vehicles to deal with those issues that came from the working group. And I guess I would invite Frank to join Ms. Click and maybe speak briefly to those, the work that he's hopefully going to be bringing to us here very shortly.
Yeah, this is going to be Indigent Defense Week next week, isn't it? Indigent Defense Week next week.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Frank Gruber from Council's office. What we have is one bill that was requested prior to by Representative Springer prior to my first attendance at these meetings that Representative Hooley held, and that is a bill dealing with more detailed fiscal impact assessments on legislation dealing with creation of new crimes, increase of penalties of crimes, and so on. and that would deal with fiscal impacts as to law enforcement, district attorneys, the courts, corrections, those various aspects of the criminal justice system. That bill is complete. It's a discrete bill, and Mr. Springer has copies, and I, as with all of these, I am not sure what you intend, or you being the committee, would intend to do as far as the vehicles. Some of the vehicles that were suggested during the meetings that Representative Hooley conducted would be inappropriate as far as relating clause, and we'd have legal problems there. So I don't know how you want to handle this, or whether it's speaker approval for introduction, or how you're going to do that, but that one is done.
There's a letter to, what's the LC draft on that, Frank, again?
That's 3283, and that was one that you requested one of your priorities, I think, is how we docketed it.
Right, there's a letter to the speaker requesting her permission to go ahead and introduce that as a committee bill.
The other bills, and I've drafted all of these as bills. If you find other vehicles to tack them on to, it's easy enough to say that bill would be amended on page such and such after the last line to add the text of this. But right now they're all drafted as separate LC draft bills. And there are four of those, and the meetings were somewhat hurried, and I think this is, and I've gone through this with Representative Hooley just a few moments ago. I gave her copies of all of these, so she's got them, and her LA has them, and has talked, I believe, with the speaker about them, although the content of those discussions, I'm not sure what that was. As I say, there were four drafts. They're all LC 3298, and they're dash 1, 2, 3, and 4. LC 3298-1 is a bill dealing with driving while suspended. Apparently it was perceived that driving while suspended is a problem, and it causes fiscal difficulties with indigent defense. And that bill would reduce a large number of driving while suspended offenses from a Class A misdemeanor, which it is now in all cases except for the few where it's a felony, would reduce from Class A misdemeanor status to non-criminal infraction status that particular offense in a large number of circumstances. I think offhand it leaves three types of suspension that, if violated, would be misdemeanors. It leaves intact all those provisions relating to the kind of suspension that, if violated, would be felonies, leaves those in place, and reduces the remainder to the status of non-criminal infractions if violated. And that's 3298-1. That was drafted rather hurriedly. In the meantime, Brad Swank from the Court Administrator's Office and Motor Vehicles Division people have looked it over. They've gotten back to me with some corrections, some glitches that showed up in the rush of doing the first draft. I've gone back through and corrected those. So as far as I know, it is in good shape right now. 3298-2 is a bill that's directed toward fish and wildlife offenses. There was apparently concern, or there was concern in this committee, this group, that about the large number of fish and wildlife offenses that are criminal misdemeanors or felonies. And I'd point out that in Fish and Wildlife, there is a statute that says a violation of any rule of the Fish and Wildlife Department constitutes a crime. So there is a technical problem with this, and I don't know. The direction of the committee was to reduce certain kinds of offenses to infraction status. But you do have a kind of a justice issue showing up in that you may have a rule adopted 2 weeks from now or 2 weeks after the session ends dealing with a relatively minor kind of a violation that would, because of the operation of the statute I just mentioned, be a crime if the rule is violated. So I mean, that's an issue, how you want to deal with it. This bill does exactly what I was directed to do, as I understood those directions, and that is to reduce certain kinds of offenses to the status of violations when they're committed. And that's 3298-2. I'm actually still working on that. Major Hyder from Oregon State Police and Fish and Wildlife, who deals with Fish and Wildlife Enforcement, and I have been trying to get together with each other over the past several days. Our last meeting was scheduled for 3:30, but that was before I was summoned before you. So that's, again, delayed. LC 3298-3 is a bill that basically, made the most significant part of that is that it provides for collection up front of as much money from a defendant prior to the appointment of the counsel or at the time of the appointment of counsel as can be obtained without severely causing severe financial problems to that, without causing, what's the word, without this being a technical use of the word, without causing substantial financial problems to that person. In other words, if there's some excess money this person has available, the court can require that that money be put into the into a fund, even if it's not enough to pay for an entire the entire cost of the counsel. At least there will be something there, and that would be up front at the beginning of the case. And those funds are held in trust, and if the person then is convicted, or if the accusatory instrument is dismissed pursuant to civil compromise or diversion, the state keeps that money, and if not, then it's returned to the defendant. But that's 3298-3. And the final bill would be a bill requiring, in the case of any citation, not indictment or complaint, but there is a citation provision that applies to motor vehicle cases and to fish and wildlife cases, and that in either of those situations, a citation for an offense that would be a crime can only be filed if it is first endorsed by the district attorney, and that, as I understand it, is to require the DA to review and screen those kinds of cases before the charging instrument, accusatory instrument, is filed. And that's the fourth bill, 3298-4.
Sarah?
Representative Springer.
We have got, those are four concepts. There were additional concepts discussed by that working group, some of which have been already heard in this committee. One has to do with the jurisdictional amounts, which distinguish between misdemeanors and felonies. Mr. Schrunk's office requested an opportunity to work with other district attorneys to see if they could agree on language that they could live with. Also, the recoupment issue is one that we've dealt with in this committee briefly, I think in House Bill 2190, and that would also be amended to recoupment. It's a district attorney's bill in those cases where the charge has been dismissed because of a civil compromise or a perversion. So those are the statutory changes. There may be a couple more that we are going to have to make in this committee in bills that we've heard or identifying other vehicles to basically comply with what it is that Ways and Means has expected or is expecting to get from us or as part of the package to deal with the indigent defense funding question. At this point, the figures I've heard are anywhere between, in terms of what Ways and Means Choice is going to be funding indigent defense, anywhere between $32 and $60 million. They've got a fairly large target, and some of these measures are intended, along with a budget note or two, down in the Ways and Means Committee to try to get the cost of indigent defense somewhat under control.
On that issue of breaking down theft into four different classes of theft, Representative Hooley's office instructed me not to go ahead and proceed with that. So that's why there isn't a draft on that here.
For further information, Mr. Jim O'Leary, the district attorney of Clackamas County, participated in this working group, as did Judge Gilroy, the presiding judge in circuit court from Clackamas County, and Judge Bagley, who's a district court presiding judge, as well as Sheriff Brooks. Clackamas County was pretty well represented in this discussion. DAs have indicated they're having an executive committee meeting this Friday. They are going to review some or all of these proposals, particularly the ones that would affect the district attorneys, and they're going to report back to us in terms of those measures which the group itself can endorse or endorse with amendments or perhaps oppose. So I guess the purpose in part for Mr. Gruber here today in the context of the earlier indigent defense bill is to sort of prepare us for the bills that we're going to be dealing with and amendments within the next week or two, pursuant to those instructions from leadership and as a result of our work with Representative Hooley and Ways and Means Committee and other folks. So I appreciate the indulgence of the subcommittee members, and I think given the nature of our instructions, we're going to have a pretty busy 10 or 14 days to work these bills through.
I understand you have a bill dealing with driving while suspended and reducing driving while suspended to an infraction status in at least one situation. I'm aware of that bill. I'm not sure where it is in the process. If you are going to, well, if you so desired, you could tack on to that, I think, without any legal difficulty, the driving while suspended bill here. The bill that Kingsley Click was talking about just before I came up here, the last bill that you heard today, I'm not sure the relating clause on that.
Actually, probably it's a bill we're still having a hearing on because we haven't closed that. I didn't know that we were going to go to an informational view. It's 2869. It relates to appointed counsel.
To appointed counsel. You probably can attach to that the dash 3, I believe, bill. The other two, I don't know. And those are political questions. It's not, it really isn't our role to say what you should attach them to, but I know those two that I mentioned do have acceptable relating clauses, I believe, for those two parts of the puzzle.
Okay. Apparently we will spend some time on this, and I guess as various amendments are developed, we'll have to come up with a vehicle to put those through, because the cost savings that we need to come up with are pretty tremendous. So thank you, Frank, for sticking with us on that. There is another bill, House Bill 2836. It's Representative Springer's bill. I don't know if you want to hold. There's no one signed up to testify on it. You want us to reschedule, or do you want to...
Is this scheduled for work session or hearing?
This hearing.
Hearing.
You want to say you're in favor of the bill?
Yes, I'm in favor of the bill, and I guess I'd make the request that we schedule it for work session.
Okay, the bill, Representative Miller, relates to equity and rape, I guess would be the right term. House Bill 2836, Representative Springer, we'd like to go on record as being in favor of this bill and request that the committee move it along and schedule a work session on it. Anyone else wish to be heard on House Bill 2836? If not, we stand adjourned.